Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hands.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we look at what's sensible on the field and what's not so sensible on the field of football. This is Tariq joining you as usual along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
Well, Vishal, we just heard Jose Mourinho on the top of the podcast, which now will be a permanent fixture to our opening play on the podcast, that if you don't have any knowledge about football, do not stand there with a microphone. I think that's a warning to us podcasters also.
Yes, and a podcast might be the only sensible thing that Mourinho could be on for a while.
But let's bring our listeners up to speed about what's been going on with Jose Mourinho and how all that transpired. That was after a frustrating 0-0 result at home against Hull City. A result that, while has kept United's unbeaten streak alive in the league, does have important connotations about finishing in the top four and things like that. But before that, before we dive into all of that, let's quickly do a roundup of numbers. So a couple of numbers of previous episodes that we have talked about. We were talking about Leicester in the last episode and the prospect of relegation, and we mentioned that it does not seem to be a real possibility, but still it's becoming more and more dangerous after this week's result, even more.
There are now rumours on surface today of Ranieri being sacked, and he might be sacked soon.
Which is tremendously disappointing after what happened last season. So just to give you a numerical idea, last week, relegation probability for Leicester, according to the 538 model, was about 12%. This week, it has gone up to 26%. So it's sort of a reality now. And it would be quite amazing if, after a title-winning season, they end up getting relegated. Meanwhile, people who have done tremendously well in terms of improving their chances, and that would be Swansea, who were 68% to be relegated a couple of weeks ago. And humongous results.
Yep.
Well, two of them back-to-back, actually.
Correct.
And now they're up to 28%. So, you know, Swansea and Leicester's probabilities are almost coinciding, which sort of tells you what you need to know about these two teams. But away from the bottom of the table, towards the top of the table, but not quite the very top, Manchester United 0, Hull 0. At Old Trafford, somebody said, I think somebody called in the BBC 5 podcast and said Mourinho is just another version of LVG. I mean, the frustration has surfaced. Your take on what's been going on?
So, I think a little too harsh to say Mourinho is another LVG because I think this was the actual result of the players not delivering on the day. I think Mourinho did have an attacking squad. Mourinho did have a Rashford. Mourinho did have Herrera. Did have Mkhitaryan. Did have everything required to win this game. And he even took off Carrick and put on Rooney at halftime. So I think it was. I think the blame is lesser associated with Mourinho right now, and more with the team really not pushing. I think United, the players just looked so disinterested on that day. It's almost like the players were in the LVG mode and Mourinho was not. And you could see the frustration from Mourinho in terms of every time they were passing the ball around. So it was like the lateral movement of the ball was very frustrating throughout the entire game, and there was almost zero service. And the best chances came in from a couple of long balls.
And
ironically, the best chance of the game fell to Hull and they hit the post and should have ideally won the game.
And speaking of chances, so here is a stat that's rather important. Number one, that United have had a 14-game unbeaten run, the longest in the Premier League this season. But what takes the sheen off it is that there are 7 wins and 7 draws. The last 3 have been draws. Which means you could also talk about losing 14 points over those 14 games. And secondly, at Old Trafford against newly promoted sides this season, they have taken 85 shots, 85 attempts, including block shots. Any guesses how many goals they have scored?
About 11.
Go to the lower end. It's just two goals out of 85 shots, which kind of tells you all you need to know.
There's another incredible stat that I read today that in terms of Man United has been the most number of sitters this year in the Premier League, where that is your open goals. And for example, even the Mata finish, it's a hit straight at the goalie more than the goalie saving it. So it was a very frustrating performance. It was a very uninspiring performance, and a bunch of players did not know what to do. And the only mistake I really felt for Real was he faced a substitution. He had a Lingard, he had a Martial, he could have brought on. I did not know why he did not bring on the final sub. I think that could have made a very, very big difference considering how tired Hull were getting towards the end of the game. But overall, I think it's more to do with the players just not being up to the mark. And you need to realize that the same Hull has beat United 3 days back as well. So it's almost a trend that was kind of seemed to be coming. So the Stoke game obviously was a draw. So I think that 14 game, unbeaten streak was kind of covering up the problems that they're facing. And I think Mourinho is also very clear that they're not creating, moving forward well enough. And that's something that he really needs to look at. And they need to inject some pace. They desperately need to inject some pace. Midfield and Pogba really needs to figure his role out, because again, it was a very poor performance from the back.
All right. So, and we will, of course, revisit Manchester United as we go along with the rest of the season. And speaking of getting overwhelmed, speaking of not being able to deal with pace and all that, Arsenal 2, or rather Arsenal 1, Watford 2. And that's because Watford just caught Arsenal blindsided in the first quarter of an hour, and that was more or less enough to dispatch them off. I mean, very unlike Arsenal, because they have come back from early setbacks in the last few weeks.
So I don't understand this team at all. I mean, if Liverpool currently have been consistent in a poor way, and United have been drawing forever, here Arsenal went to the FA Cup, crashed a much better Southampton 5-0, and come back home and lose 2-1. So I do not know what goes on in the mind of this team and how the team functions.
Yes, it's Arsenal's away performances have, this season raised these questions. Sure, you can beat Southampton at Southampton, but can you do it on a cold, wet night at the Emirates? And apparently the answer is no.
That was possibly one of the worst performances Arsenal have put in a long, long time. And I really fail to understand what is doing, and at times even I even question of Wenger and the whole setup, and it just baffles me. It really just baffles me. As in, I'm trying to be very sensible about this, but Arsenal just kind of tends to defy all senses, all things that make sense.
Which is why it's kind of the hardest to cover on Soccer Sense, because it's.
As in, just in our Monday's episode, we spoke about how impressive they were in the FA Cup and how they were going to push for the title, and here they are saying, no, we don't want it.
Yeah, we were talking about push for the title, multiple trophies, things like that. And okay, but on the other end of the spectrum, we had another solid Chelsea performance. The only blot probably was a missed penalty, Liverpool escaping with a point there. So Chelsea won, Liverpool won. We will talk about Liverpool some other time, because we already devoted a lot of time to them last time. Also because I'm not very keen to broach the topic as of now. But we will talk about Chelsea, or more specifically, Chelsea versus Arsenal this Saturday. Big game still, although Arsenal, if they had won against Watford, could have made it a game where the difference between the first and second place could have been 3 points. But still, it could come down to six. And surely, if Chelsea pull this off, the title race is pretty much done.
It's pretty much done, yeah. So like Pochettino said, this game could be the decider for the rest of the year, because Chelsea did drop points, but fortunately for Chelsea, with Tottenham drop points, Liverpool drop points, United drop points, Arsenal drop points. So the whole thing worked very well in Chelsea's favour. They didn't really lose their grip on the top spot. And also, this is Arsenal's chance again to do something, but I really don't know, because Chelsea's approach this season has been that of a very hardworking team, and been no nonsense, no talk, just come, play, deliver, and go. That's pretty much the same thing they did, they did against Liverpool as well. They almost pulled off the 3 points as well. So I think it's going to be a very tough game for Arsenal, because Arsenal really need to outplay Chelsea, and at the current stage, I'm not sure how to outplay Chelsea. I'm not sure many teams know how to outplay Chelsea right now.
Because a Conte team's work rate easily outshines a flamboyance that an Arsenal with an Ozil or a Sanchez can possibly bring.
So I think Chelsea are going to be looking to crowd midfield and crowd the defensive areas, and be physical with Arsenal. And it is something that has worked for them in the past, and I do not know how Arsenal defenders will cope against like Diego Costa, who will be at their neck throughout the game. So it will be a very interesting game, but I think Chelsea are definitely coming in with the edge on this.
Okay, so we are considering Chelsea with the edge, Arsenal lucky if they can escape with a draw, but we will see how that goes, and we'll obviously track that result and the rest of the season as we go along. Once again, as an update to our listeners, we are available on iTunes or Pocket Cast or any of the other podcast apps you use. And you can also find us on Audio Boom. Visit our channel on Soccer Sense. Search for Soccer Sense there. Follow the channel and let us know how we are doing, and tweet back at us at Sense Soccer. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
If anybody thought you don't need to pray for United.
And see you guys next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big.